It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you?
Hey, Kelly. Nice to be with you.
You too. And it's been your first week back in Parliament. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's good to get back on the horse after the summer break. The MPs were back in the House. Of course, we all started working weeks ago, but the Parliament has started. That's right.
And how's it been?
It's been good. It's been good. Back into debating legislation.
It's been busy. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, we've also been putting forward ideas about different things through members' bills that we'd like to propose, and also opposing some of the things we think will hurt the economy and hurt the country that the government's been proposing.
So one of the things that I see there has been a little bit of contention over is the Walker jumping bill.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we think that's an affront to democracy. That's the Green Party position that has been most interesting, and I think they've been consistent for many years opposing things like this, but now appear to have changed their stance. But we're in the same position they've always been in, which is that you elect the parliament, and then political circumstances might mean that the MP has to take a stand and stand up for a matter of principle, and they shouldn't have to be concerned that they would lose their job by standing up for a matter of principle. This bill actually would mean that, where a party leader would have enormous ability to remove an MP if they wanted. It is a Winston Peters bill to try and stop any of his MPs from expressing their own opinion, and we think that's wrong and it shouldn't happen.
Do you think it's a kind of a security measure for the government coalition at the moment, because it's on such a tight...
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've seen in the past that members of parliament have at times wanted to express an opinion that might be different from their party. They shouldn't be at risk of losing their job and being kicked out of parliament for standing up and voicing their opinion. And in this particular case, you're seeing the Labor Party and New Zealand First using their strength in the House to override what is a normal method of changing electoral law. Normally, when electoral law is changed, it's done by way of a referendum, or it's done by way of a very large, a supermajority in the parliament. In this case, they're using a wafer-thin majority in the parliament to pass a piece of legislation which dramatically changes electoral law in the country. It's wrong, and we should all be opposed to that.
So in terms of the marijuana bill that Chloe Swarbrick has sort of brought to the attention of parliament... And speaking of keeping the block together,
well,
I suppose.
I disagree with that. It wasn't Chloe Swarbrick. Actually, medicinal marijuana and law has been evolving over time in this country.
Yes, but in terms of just the one that's just occurred, because we all know what's happened in the past. But I mean, in terms of this, she's talking about stretching it a little bit, making it a little bit different, and applying it to those with chronic pain, not just those that have terminal illness, and. You know, kind of what led that change of, I suppose, you know, we're talking about keeping the block together and keeping the party in line. You know, this was going to be a conscience vote, and there was a lot of MPs that, you know, like Nikki Kaye was saying that she was going to be voting for it, and then all of a sudden, last minute, everybody from National votes against it. Was there a lot of pressure from leadership to do that?
No, we discussed the bill as a caucus, and we determined that if MPs wanted to vote for the bill, they were entitled to. Can we just back up a step, though, Kelly? There were actually two bills in the parliament this week around medicinal marijuana. One was in the name of the government, one was in the name of a Green Party MP. The government's medicinal marijuana bill passed unanimously in the parliament. When was the last time you saw something which is a bit controversial in the country passed unanimously in the parliament? If this happened 3 years ago, it probably would just scrape through, I believe. If this was 6 years ago, there's no way that we would have passed this through the parliament. I think we've come a long way as a country in the way in which we look at medicinal cannabis and access to these types of medicines for people. With that government bill took a health approach to medicinal cannabis, and that's why the National Party, along with every other party in parliament, supported it. There were serious flaws in the Green Party bill, though. It effectively had no regime in place that was well controlled. It effectively said anyone that had a terminal illness or chronic pain could effectively grow their own cannabis farm, or they could get someone else to grow it on their behalf. We felt that was going too far, and all the issues that need to be addressed in legislation around medicinal cannabis can be addressed through the government bill. So I think it's pretty disingenuous and wrong for the Green Party to say we're all opposed to medicinal cannabis. We're not. We supported the government bill. The parliament did so unanimously. That's a huge step in the right direction for New Zealand as a country. And I think we can all be proud of how we unanimously supported moves in that direction on Tuesday.
So do you think you would prefer a heavily government-regulated marijuana market?
I think we need to have access to the product for people that need it, but also recognising that we don't want people going and being able to get easy access to
something that will aid their pain.
They will be able to get easy access to it under the government regime. And I think the Green Party, sadly, as much as Chloe Swarbrick likes to say politics is bad and she's not a real politician, she's playing politics by saying we're all against this, when in fact we all supported unanimously the government bill, which was a far more reasonable and sensible approach to regulating the matter. The country's also not in the space of saying we should be growing cannabis farms at home. The country's not in that space. The country is in the space of saying people that need access to this medicine should have reasonable access to it in a controlled environment, just in the way that we control most of the drugs that are available that aren't just over-the-counter at the pharmacy. Every other drug that is available for people is done in a controlled environment, and that's what we're suggesting here, and that's what the government's proposed, and we support that.
In terms of that that government, you know, regulation and having that controlled environment, if that was the case, would National support that it would be, you know, allowed to be given to people with chronic pain, not just the terminal illness bracket?
Every bill that a government puts forward, or any political party puts forward, that gets through the first phase, goes to a select committee, we hear evidence, we listen to the views of people, and then we as MPs, usually collegially around a table, sit down and talk about alternatives and changes to the bill. I think all of those issues around chronic pain, around how the regime is controlled, around loose leaf matters, they can be addressed and heard from New Zealanders at a select committee, and MPs can sit down in a good way and come up with alternatives. I'm not saying the government bill is perfect. I'm saying it's far better than the uncontrolled situation that was proposed in the Green Party bill. Unfortunately, having two bills there has confused the matter, but the bottom line is the New Zealand House of Representatives unanimously passed medicinal cannabis on Tuesday, and we should be proud of that. Any issues that need to be addressed can be done so through that select committee.
If it was government regulated, who would be setting the price there?
Regulated is in terms of the access and the reasons by which people can get access to it. I don't believe that the price would be controlled by a politician or by an agency. But what we do have in this country is a drug buying agency which goes and buys drugs and then goes and subsidises them according to need and according to priority and according to budget. And politicians and governments can increase the budget or decrease the budget. Where drugs aren't available to be subsidised, they're often still available to be accessed. The question about how much it would cost and whether there was a subsidy there is a different conversation to access. Access is what is being discussed through this bill. The cost matters and the subsidy would be something the government in power at the time would have to address through PharmAc and through their budgeting of PharmAc.
So obviously, you know, the point I was quite interested in is that Nikki Kaye said, you know, and Chris Bishop and a couple of others said that they were going to vote for it and decided not to, kind of last minute, even though they seemed like they were in you know, great support of it. So you're saying that there was a discussion that happened in caucus around this. Was there no pressure? Was it very much you can make a conscience vote? Because it just seems very odd that they were all for it and then all of a sudden they weren't all for it. So I'm just wondering.
And Bill English walked out of caucus and said this to the media. There was a party view that the bill was so flawed that we couldn't see a way in which the National Party as a party could support it. We
didn't. Right, so it wasn't a conscience
the government
vote.
Bill.
It was a party
it was
vote.
It was a personal vote in the parliament. where he took a party position, but we were very clear that any MPs that felt differently to that and they felt they wanted to express a different opinion on the bill, they were entitled to. I think if you talk to Chris Bishop and Nikki Kaye and any others that might have voted for this, you'll find that they've come down on the side of that bill was just so bad and so flawed that they couldn't support it because it was such an uncontrolled situation. Your listeners out there should be aware, what the Green Party was proposing was that New Zealanders who get a certificate from their doctor could start a cannabis farm. I don't think the public wants that, and that's why we as a party voted against it. And those MPs that were toying with the idea of doing a different vote, they ultimately came down on the side of it's too dangerous, it's not the right bill to support. Any issues around chronic pain, around suffering, can be dealt with in that government piece of legislation.
All right, moving on then. National leadership.
Okay.
There's been a little bit of gossip, perhaps would be the word, around the change of leadership in National. Radio New Zealand has reported that there has been National politicians that have told them that there is going to be a change. Is there truth to that?
No. Look, you lose an election and then you go back and you talk as a group about the reasons why you lost and the policy matters and what you have to do going forward and who you have in place. But the caucus is unanimously behind Bill English and unanimously behind Paula Bennett. Straight after the election, actually, we do this after every election, we go and have a leadership vote, and those MPs, Bill English and Paula Bennett, were unanimously supported once again. He did an amazing job in the election. He got us to 45%. We're still at 45%. We're still the most popular party in the parliament and in the country. There is no reason to change the leader, and we're right behind him. If anyone's got a rush of blood to the head whilst talking to a journalist in a bar, they should realise that they're absolutely wrong and they're completely out of step.
So it wasn't you, I'm assuming, that said that then.
No.
So, okay, so yes, National has still has 45% of the vote in terms of the party, but Bill English's as preferred leader has slipped. So do you think that the time the next election rolls around, he'll still be the leader?
Kelly, that's very common. If you go back and look at all the Labour leaders, they were all well below the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister of the day gets more media opportunity than any other politician in the country. As a result, they get higher in the preferred Prime Minister. It's not until the country is serious about changing the government that they typically start to see a leader of the opposition going up. So it's not uncommon. But we're still as a party on 45%. Bill English has led us to a position where we're at 45%. And he is our leader that is going to be there as long as he wants to be.
All righty. And I believe you've got your caucus retreat in Tauranga, is that correct? National has
retreat. We do a planning session once a year. I think Labor did the same in Wairarapa.
Nice.
Earlier in the year. Looking forward to that. It'll be an opportunity to talk about policy and the reasons that we want to get back to the government and
right.
What we need to put forward to New Zealanders at the next election.
And I suppose if there was any truth to this gossip, it would be happening there, wouldn't it? The talks of that. So I will I'll hold you to that. If the leader does end up changing, it will be interesting to see.
I think you're going to find you're a little bit disappointed next Friday.
Hey, no disappointment. All right, thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee, and enjoy your little holiday. Well, probably not really a holiday, but retreat away in Tauranga.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.